Okay, here we go. So, Parsha talks about Kohanim, so you guys are going to like the Shaila. Zilberstein brings down the final Shaila. He said that this guy decided that he wanted to daven in the Beis Midrash of Rav Avadia Yosef Zatzal. What happened was, in that Beis Midrash, as any Gadol Ador, Beis Midrash is always packed. And to be able to get, everyone always wants to give a handshake. And so it was very, very hard. So what did this guy do? This guy's all the way in the back now. He's on Shabbos. And he sees, if I want to get close to the rabbi, if I want to get close to Rav Avadia right now, I want to be able to kiss his hand. Sfaradim have the custom, that we see a lot of Sfaradim do this, that they have a very big custom to kiss the rabbi's hand. So he said, I don't know, this is really why I came. It was very nice to dine with the Gadol Ador, but I really wanted to kiss his hand. What am I going to do? It's a perfect Shaila. I have a perfect solution. All the Kohanim always go up, for what? They go up for Brichas Kohanim. I happen to be not a Kohen, but maybe, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pretend to be a Kohen. I'm going to do the whole thing. We just came out of Yontif, and we're so used to Berachas Kohanim. Eretz Yisrael, they do Berachas Kohanim every day. As far as I'm doing in America, in Chutz Laaretz, they do it every day. Also, what he said, this guy's not a Kohen. He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to join the Chevro outside. I'm going to wash my hands, and I'm going to go up to be able to duch it. Even though the Ramah brings down in Simon Kuf Chav Aleph, Sif Aleph, She'asr Lazar, She'ain a Kohen La'alos Laduchen. It's usher for someone who's not a Kohen to be able to go up to do Berachas Kohanim, because the pasuk says Kos Baruch Hu, right? You have to give bless them and no one else. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go up. I'm going to pretend to do all the waving stuff, but I'm not going to say anything. And afterwards, I'm going to kiss the rabbi's hand. What happened? That's exactly what happened. He decided. He got up. He didn't know. No one else knew who he was. Like, they didn't have one of those things you go through a metal detector, to see if you're a Kohen. And he Baruch Hashem is zocha to kiss Rav Avadia's hand. So then after he did this, he wanted to say, I don't know if that was the right thing to do. Did I do the right thing? Did I not do the right thing? So he comes to Rav Zilberstein to ask him the Shaila. So Rav Zilberstein quotes two Gemaras. The first Gemara he quotes is in Maseches Erech and Chaf Gimel Man Alf, that Rav Huna used to learn Torah and he's very, very poor. This is what Gemara says. He's very, very poor. And what happened was, back in the day, when in the Gemara times, when people needed a dowry, who supplied the dowry? The chassam's parents, right? If they ever got divorced, chas v'shalom, what happened? The wife would get the ksuba. So what happened was, the Gemara explains that Rav Huna was very poor. So Abaye says in the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Lama ein miyatsam le Rav Huna laharim v'lgarish es ishto. The Abaye says, why didn't anyone give Rav Huna the advice to divorce his wife? What happened? Divorce his wife. V'kachi tuchel ligavos es ksubasa. She'll be able to collect her ksuba and then get remarried again. Right? It seems like a seventh grade type of trick. Why didn't anyone? Rav Huna is very poor. Why didn't anyone? This is a bai. You're not talking about some stam, modern Orthodox guy who's trying to make some women's tefillin minion or whatever. This is a bai. Abaye is telling, that was a small rip, sorry. Abaye is saying, why didn't anyone tell Rav Huna to go tell his wife to get divorced so she could collect the dowry and then they get remarried and they'll have the money? It seems like a very, it seems like a big scam, a big trick. So the Gemara, it's not my question, the Gemara asks this question. This is the case that Allah al-Daito shall Abaye la'adz kakach Rav Huna. Rav Zilberstein just explaining the Gemara's question. Who's giving this advice? Abaye is giving such advice to Rav Huna? So what does the Gemara answer? Very shiny. Here it's different, but surber berabanan shiny. He said, when it's your son, it's different. When it's a Talmid Chacham, it's different. Meaning, even though that Rav Huna would have tricked his father, what the father said? If my son's really poor and he's suffering, I'm mochel. I'm mochel that it's going to be okay. I'm mochel that it's going to be okay. And that's what Rabbeinu Gershom says. Surber berabanan shiny. Why davka by a Talmid Chacham is different? She mitzvah lahasil eitzah kidei sheilo nechasim yasu b'torah. It's a mitzvah to be able to do, people are just, they're mocha, they're kavah, they're mocha, they're this types of tricks. Be able to help out either your son or to help out your Talmid Chacham. So it says over here also, if the father is going to be mocha as kavah, or mocha this type of trick in the Gemamish and the Gemara, how much more so Rav Avadia also? What is it to Rav Avadia l'maisa? If some guy's trick, something, you're doing this whole trick or not. However, Rav Zilberstein adds, said there's another reason why maybe you shouldn't do it. Why? What's the reason? If I see you, Zaki, if you're not a Kohen, but if I see you going up all the time, what's going to happen? There's going to be a chazaka that you're a Kohen, right? So when you're going to come to my house for Shabbos, and I'm going to tell you to bench, there's a chazaka. So there's a chazaka that you're going to be a Kohen. So therefore, it's not all based on making this whole trickery type of a thing And so you know what I'm saying? He's tricking the whole. He's tricking Rav Avad. He's tricking everyone there. Maybe it's bad. No, because we found Rav Zilberstein said that's not the biggest deal in the world. Because any we'll be mocha over that. However, one thing that we would say that this guy is causing is he's causing a chazakah that everyone's gonna think that he's a Kohen, and then they're gonna think they're gonna apply all the dinim for that he's gonna be a Kohen overall. One thing just to be able to close, you know, the Gemara Bracha says that there's certain Omaram Dafka that you know they did everything they could to be able to see from the rabbi, right? You know, there's a story in the Gemara that he used to hide in the bedroom, to hide in the bathroom, to be able to see. So this guy, you know, he has such a cheshek to be able to come so close to Rav Adya and be able to connect himself to Torah. However, it has to be done in the appropriate way. So Rav Zilberstein ends off saying. That even though it's not a trickery, it's not Geneva's Das, whatever it is, he said. But he does say, therefore, it would give off a chazakah to other people that you are a Kohen. I think the message is very clear. So sometimes we do things and we think that we have good intentions, but to be able to get the good intention, we do something wrong. For example, just to be able to close, go into shul. What happens? We're running to shul. Let's say minchas at 4 o'clock, 3:59. We're running into shul. We slam the door behind me. What about the guy who's coming in? Right, or you're in the Young Israel Woodmere parking lot, and there's one spot left. You cut the guy off to get the spot. I'll tell you right now, your tefillos are. But before you do that, you might want to think. So I think Bez Hashem, when we do pursue good things and pursue our Bez Hashem, we have to make sure that we have the right intentions. Bez Hashem, we do that, we're looking to see good things. Shvach.